Christian Collier is a spoken wordsmith who grew up in Chattanooga. He attended the University of Tampa, where he earned a degree in English and communications. Collier met many artists and musicians upon his return to Chattanooga. He wanted to give artists a platform to highlight their work. So Collier began Manifest a year ago to do just that.
I guess predominantly in town I'm known as a poet. I do music too. With Manifest specifically, it is my baby. I do all the flyers. I host it. I organize all the talent. You know, so I wear all the hats as far as that goes.
Collier says it's an exciting time to be in Chattanooga. He's been pleased to meet the many talented artists from all walks of life who reside here.
From a community angle, it's really interesting because you have so many people in town who are doing all these different things and doing all these quality things, you know, not just providing it, but providing it and having it done well. And it's really affirming, both culturally and artistically speaking. So it makes you want to, you know, invest more into what's going on in the city. And I mean, from a purely creative angle, it just really makes you want to go out there and do more, you know. One of the lines from my favorite poem, and the poem is Ulysses, is I am a part of all that I've met. You know, I cannot separate, you know, this faction from this faction. It all is a part of me. So, I mean, all these things speak to me, you know, from a purely artistic angle. They speak to me just as a human being living here. You know, they speak to me as a black male in the city. All of these things are informed by what's happening.
Collier shares a spoken word piece that he wrote called this poem.
Some say poets write to ward off death to preserve immortality, but that is not the significance of this poem for me. This poem knows that life goes on regardless of elections and that people still need jobs, still starve, still catch hell for being black or Muslim or Hispanic. This poem believes that freedom and responsibility should be so close that they just can't fake it. This poem does not believe in democracy because it has yet to breathe in this country. And even though this poem may have lost its faith in government, it has never lost its faith in God or people. This poem was born in a household of a riot and does not believe in the art of being quiet. This poem was born with wings in the nest of my chest and throat and a source out of my voice to wrap around your neglected bones like fog. This is for those whose skin is sinking due to the AIDS virus and for those that love love in all of its shapes and sizes. For those who work their fingers to the dust to get their children or they can, for the ex-con trying to find work but can't due to prior mistakes, for those that collect our trash and clean our rooms whose names we never bother to learn, for those who've ever had to sacrifice their dreams in order to bring their realities to life. This poem is for white boys wanting to be black, thinking they can through hip-hop, smoking weed, and oversized t-shirts. This poem is for those who think that terrorism has a face that does not look like yours. Wake up. This is for those whose friends and family shielded from being responsible. Grow up. This poem is for the guy in here who thinks that I kind of look like Morpheus. You do not want to know what I think about the guy in here who thinks that I kind of look like Morpheus. See, this poem is for me, for long nights and hazel eyes that ache, for the brother that I almost lost last year to flames and the sister who still busts my chops and calls me names. This is for the me in me I hope never dies, for the me that unfortunately sometimes gives birth to lies. This poem is for Chattanooga's quiet black skies. This is for the poems inside of our blood, for the words that we just can't hide, for the black souls who had their lives stolen back when lynching was this country's favorite pastime. For everyone within the sound of my voice, this poem is for all of us, because your silence is a timeless enemy. Speak up.
Collier says that working as an artist gives him the ability to communicate about anything. He says there are no real restrictions aside from ones he's placed on himself.
It's always this, you know, always this dialogue that's taking place of just trying to, I think just largely trying to make sense out of different things, trying to make sense of love, trying to make sense of, you know, of struggling, trying to make sense of, you know, of the whole thing, the whole experience of living, trying to make sense of it, or at least just make sense of it for me, you know. And if other people can relate to that, I mean, then I've done my job. I don't think artists can really remove themselves from what's happening around them. Because, I mean, at the very least, it's a tremendous source of material. And I think a lot of what you do is either a commentary on or a reaction to a lot of those things.
Collier says that part of the mission of Manifest is to help people to realize themselves as creative individuals. At a good number of Manifest shows, donations are taken to support organizations like the Chattanooga Homeless Coalition, the Food Bank, and the Children's Advocacy Center. Collier also works for the Head Start program. Head Start is an organization that focuses on education and family services for poor people within our community. I ask him if he thinks that suffering leads people to commit crimes.
What causes someone to steal or anything as far as that goes is necessity. But anytime that you're talking about anything like this, you're getting into people who are largely marginalized themselves. They're coming from marginalized backgrounds, marginalized families, a lot of the times being marginalized for generations. How can I be expected to do better if I don't know any better, if my father's never known any better, if his father's never known any better? How does the paradigm shift? And I mean, if that's the case, then really you kind of have to look at what people are either willing to do or where they're willing to go or really what services are provided for them. If we can't get jobs, if my unemployment's running out, if my wife's on disability, then what options are there for me? If I don't know how to use the internet, if I don't even have a computer, if I don't even know how to type, what is expected of me? And I think you have to really attack those problems in order to at least try to start to, you know, to shake the tree a little bit. There's a huge disconnect because even things that you actually afford for people, if I don't have gas to actually get to whatever location that this is, you know, these job trainings or whatever are being offered, how has that helped me? So what I would like to see is more people actually going into different communities, building that relationship. And because I think you have to start to build that community trust. We're not just here to try to help you because we're getting paid for it. We're actually investing in you and your families and you know, where you're coming from. I think that more of that has to happen because, I mean, traditionally speaking, and just looking at it from a historical sense, that's always been the way it is. If you really want to influence culture or anything like that, you have to become a part of the culture. Just standing on a different tier does not help anything. You are a voyeur of what's happening, but you're not actually a participant. And I think you have to become participants in these different communities in order to really assist people.
Collier also cites a certain complacency as being at the heart of society's ills.
I think that's always the thing, is there are so many different types of problems that I think your average Joe just kind of looks at and throws his hands up and is like, it's too exhausting just to think about, let alone try to, you know, jump in and try to help or change anything. And I think maybe we've largely become complacent as far as that goes as a society. But maybe also at the same time we've largely become dependent on elected officials or whoever, authoritative figures, trying to solve our problems, when I think that we can do more to, you know, kind of take the reins a little bit.
I've been speaking with Christian Collier. Collier is the founder of Manifest Spoken Word Night in Chattanooga. The Manifest showcase is open to the public each second Friday of the month at the Camp House on William Street. Friday, November 11th at 8 p.m., Manifest will celebrate its first year of spoken word showcases. For more on this topic, follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Anessa Guilfoyle.